say he doesn't like being around you guys. That's what I took out of it.
How's everybody doing? I guess a good opportunity for me to thank everybody out here at the Grove. Pretty special place to be able to spend a few days and get our week started over here. So go ahead.
Chad, what's the challenge with Roethlisberger and the way he can keep plays alive with his feet?
Yeah, I think Ben's a sort of a unique individual when you talk about NFL quarterbacks. I mean, there's a lot of guys who have that ability to escape, but he's probably the best, I would say. Just his big body, and you don't realize how big he is until you go play him, get on the field with him. But you know, when he runs or scrambles, I mean, he can kind of do it all. You know, he can use his feet, but he can also where he gets is he likes to throw the deep ball. You know, get something vertical off of that, and his receivers react pretty well to it. But you know, he's definitely a guy that they can make a lot of plays. You know, after things sort of break down.
Heard Jared Allen talk about experience of being over here. Chad, when you are 0-3 as a team and you come away to a new country all together again for a week, is it this sort of experience that has a propensity to divide a side, or can it bring you all closer together and turn that season right around?
Yeah, it's sort of an interesting question for the week, I think. You know, we're probably not answering this question if we're 2-1 or 3-0 or the other way around, but you know, the reality is we're 0-3, and I don't think it's going to hurt us to be over here and to be, like you said, in a group, sort of a setting like this where we're kind of set apart a little bit as far as not being in London. I think it's nice even that we're out here and sort of away. You know, it certainly can't hurt, and I guess if you want to take the positive glasses half full, you know, I think it's going to be something that can help us. You know, and the reality is we won't know, but what we do know is we need to get a win, and our focus has to be on playing football and the job we need to do against Pittsburgh, but they'll have enough challenges for us. But this just, you know, some added challenges in the traveling, and, you know, obviously they're going to go through the same thing. So, you know, we hope it brings us closer together and we can go get a win.
Are you guys actually hanging out? Like, when you're done watching film and your meetings and all that, are you together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, guys are doing different things. Like last night, we call it bocce ball. I'm not sure what it's called over here, but we went and played a little bocce ball over here, and some guys got to go play a few holes before the sun ran out. But, you know, I think guys are doing, you know, normally for home, you know, we're going home to see our wife and kids or whatever we have going on for that evening. So, yeah, in a sense, I say we're hanging out a lot more than we normally probably would be during the week in Winter Park.
Chad, you've got 3 first-round picks from recent drafts on the defense now. How are they all bedding in? How have you changed from recent years to this season?
Yeah, I think this year with the 2 new guys, we're sort of still in that process of learning, you know, what they're able to bring. But, you know, we've caught a good deal or a good glimpse of them over training camp in these first few weeks. And certainly with Harrison last year, you know, we've added some guys that are some pretty incredible players, I think, and some guys with some huge upside. So, but, you know, with that comes, you know, they're young players and you're going to go through some growing pains. But, you know, they've been very good.
Chad, you guys didn't force a lot of turnovers last year. Now you got 10 in 3 games. What do you attribute that to?
You know, we made it a point in training camp, but I can't say we made it more of a point than we have in the past. I think it's just something that sometimes you get, you know, we look at tip balls, you know, just having to get tipped the right direction or right place, and, you know, guys stepping in front of some passes. And, you know, I think they just, you know, that whole cliche, they come in bunches a little bit. You know, we just hope we can keep it going. And then, you know, the biggest thing is just make an advantage for us. You can get as many turnovers as you want, but if you're not getting the wins, you know, it doesn't really, the two really don't go together unless you're getting the W's.
Chad, the last couple of weeks you've had...
Somebody's calling up here. You can take this. Julie Reynolds.
Answer.
No.
The last couple of weeks you've had the chance to shut down the game, that final drive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that opportunity again this week? I mean, do you want a lead and maybe to kind of demonstrate you guys can do that and have that edge?
Hold on, I want to make sure I go defensive on this question, on this answer. Inside joke. You know what? It's, you look at the past 2 weeks and the situations we've been put on. I think as a defense, you know, you look at the second half of defense we played both games, like, you know, you take that every time. You know, but the reality is you don't do that for 30 minutes in the second half, and, you know, that last couple minutes gets you, you know, both weeks. And obviously then, you know, everybody, you're looking at, okay, what broke down, what happened, you know. You know, it's okay for them sometimes to make some plays too, and I think as a defense, you look at it two ways. Either it's like, hey, we want to be back in that position again and say we're going to get this thing done. You know, but the reality is you want to, of course, you'd rather have a 21-point lead and you're sitting back and playing high to low and just letting them, you know, dink and dunk. But, you know, you got to just see how the game plays out. I think either way you look at it defensively, you have to just take the bull by the horns and go make some plays. I mean, so we've done a good job, you know, some really good stretches of time. But, again, you can play as good as you want, but if you're 0-3, it doesn't say that you've had any wins, you know. So that's just our reality.
Given Steelers' record, Chad, you had a good time to catch them and their offense at the moment. Obviously, you don't want to disrespect them, but seeing what they've done.
I mean, I don't – you know, as we found out last week, as everybody, you know, thought Cleveland was this team that was going to lay down because they somehow traded their running back and started their third-string quarterback. But, you know, I think we found in this league with – you know, the parity that's top to bottom, for the most part, it's there's not a team that's just going to lay down or be a team that you could roll your helmet out and say, okay, we're the 0-3 Minnesota Vikings, we're going to be okay this week. I mean, I don't think that probably exists, but and certainly not Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh has predominantly been a team that's going to give people problems every year, no matter how much talent they have or how good they are on paper. I mean, they're a great organization. They do things the right way, and they win. You know, to say the least, they win over time. So you have to take them. You know, they have a ton of experience. You know, they have a great quarterback, a defense that makes a lot of plays, and you know, scary to think they don't have any takeaways. I think is a stat because we know with them they do that really well. So we hope we don't get started this week.
Chad, Mike Tomlin said yesterday that Keith Miller is not restricted at all. What's so special about him, or what's so tough about him?
I think it's just he's a good player. I mean, he's been sort of outlet when he's run out of outlets, and I think what Heath does the best is he's his ability to find or maybe expand zone coverages, you know, to get open and find spots. But you know, anytime that quarterback has a comfort level with a guy, you know, you're always gonna be looking for him in key situations and a guy that we're gonna have to take away, obviously. So you know, saw him, you know, get back into some things last weekend or last week against Chicago, and certainly I'm sure he's just gonna get better and better every week.
Last couple.
Who's the worst bocce player on the team?
It's hard to say. I've only played a couple games, but I know I'm 3-0, so whatever that means. We played Rhett Ellison and John Carlson, so they're 0-3, at least versus me.
Rhett's hurt, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's that plant leg. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Corey Frazier will be next up.